Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Welcome to the latest podcast. This is part two of our 2016 XRCO Award Nominations podcast. See part one if you would like to follow along. The award nominations are listed on XRCO.com, also on RogReviews.com under news. We covered the first half of the categories before, talked a little bit about some suggestions that I made, some nominations. As a voting member, obviously I want to kind of keep my ballot a little secret, be discreet, but you may be able to figure out some of my favorites from the things I say. We're also talking about some possibilities, making some changes in some of the categories, and how we could perhaps do that, but then maybe also explain why it's not as easy as we think sometimes to just move stuff around. We left off with the best director categories, so if you are following along, go about halfway down on the list. Best director, Webb, is where we ended off. Before I get to it, this is not a sponsored podcast, so if you want to visit RogReviews.com, click on any of the banners. It's a great help. We appreciate it very much. Feedback is always welcome down at the bottom of this page if you're reading it on RogReviews.com. If not, email Rog@RogReviews.com or Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. If you want to comment, agree, disagree, talk about some things we missed, talk about where maybe I'm wrong, where I'm right, that's always good too. Also, if you have any suggestions for other podcasts, I would like to do these a little more regularly. For now, let's get back to it with Best Actress. Best Actress, Asa Akira, Star Maker, Stormy Daniels, Wanted, Kimberly Kane, Family Secrets, Kieran Nicole, Peter Pan, Triple X, Penny Pack, Submission of Emma Marks, India Summer, Marriage 2.0. If I'm handicapping this one, if you're going to bet on Penny or India. I think those performances are going to be very popular. I think Asa was fantastic in Star Maker, and Kiera Nicole was really surprising because I haven't seen her act before. Her performance in Peter Pan was outstanding. I don't think it's going to be enough to overtake the two that I mentioned. Kimberly Kane is very well respected by critics, and she should be. She and Jessica Drake are the best actresses, I think, ever in our industry. India Summer is moving up that list quickly as well. Penny's performance in the Emma Marks series has always been popular. India's performance in Marriage 2.0 really had to carry the movie. So I think either one of those would be a good bet. I like Kimberly in Wonder Woman, but I understand why we nominated her for Family Secrets. It's maybe a little meatier a role. I'm looking at my ballot. There is one performance that I think got left out, and that is Sarah Vendela in Sex News and Video. What was the movie called? Sex, Love, Sex, and TV News, which is a little comedy from Will Ryder. Sarah was outstanding, and I think this is going to be a theme of the second one. I think Sarah Vendela is one of two women who got grossly underrepresented on this list. I think Sarah's performance was outstanding, and I would have liked to have seen it on here. Now, looking at this list, who would it have replaced? Not sure, to be honest. But that's just my opinion. Best Actor, Richie Calhoun, Submission of Emma Marks, Ryan Driller, Marriage 2.0, Derek Pierce, Magic Mike, Tommy Pistol in Striker, Ryan Ryder, Peter Pan, Stephen St. Croix, Peter Pan. My fear is that the two Peter Pan performances will cancel each other out because they were both equally excellent. Tommy Pistol right now is the best actor in porn. Derek Pierce was outstanding in Magic Mike. He really was. Ryan Driller was really good in Marriage 2.0. Ryan and India had to carry that movie because it's not traditional. There weren't eight sex scenes. It was very story and emotion driven. Richie Calhoun, again, Emma Marks is really popular. I don't get a read on this category because I think it could really go, honestly, anyway. Any of these guys could win it. They were all excellent. Top of my list was Stephen St. Croix for Peter Pan. It had a little bit more flair to it than some of these others, and I guess that depends on what critics really like. If you want to see someone who's a little more real life, Ryan Driller in Marriage 2.0. Derek Pierce and Richie, real life in sort of extraordinary situations, where Ryan's was just very much a plain life sort of performance. I'm not giving you much here, but honestly, I can't get a read, and I'm not sure who I'm going to vote for. I'm really not. I think I could do just about any way here. Best lesbian performer. This is for Girls Who Only Do Girls. This is a new category this year. This was added. Kenna James, Shyla Jennings, Princess, Felicity Jade, Ryan Ryans, Jenna Sativa, Angela Summers with an O, Tanya Tate, and Vanessa Veracruz. I don't know that there's enough performers doing this to warrant the new award, but it is the new award. I think only two people could possibly win it, and that's Tanya or Princess, because I think a lot of the critics in XRCO, not that into the genre. And when we talk later, if we have time to talk later, about the proposed changes to the XRCO, we have to realistically look at the fact that if few people on the board are really watching a specific genre, what are you going to get? And I think what you're going to get is a popularity contest. You're going to get whoever has a good PR campaign or whoever you've heard of before. And I think that's one of the things that should be addressed when you're talking about new categories for performers. I would love to see a special panel on the XRCO vote for things like this. I'm not sure I've reviewed a Kenna James movie. I've reviewed a Shyla Jennings, all from Girlfriends. I've reviewed Shyla and Princess from Girlfriends. Obviously, I've reviewed Tanya Tate. I think the world of her. She's fantastic. But it's just not my kind of genre. If I've got 20 movies here, the girl-girl movie is going to be at the bottom almost every time. It's just the way I am, and I'm not the only one. So it's an interesting category. All in the Family theme. That is our other new one. It is because there's so much taboo and incest-themed porn right now. Brothers and Sisters from Sweet Sinner, Daddy's Girl 2 from Girlfriends, Family Secrets from Vivid, Father Figure from Digital Sin, I Love My Sister's Big Tits 4 from Digital Sin, Lesbian Family Affair from Philly Films, My Evil Stepson from Evil Angel. Honestly, this should be the Digital Sin / Girlfriends parody, or not parody, award category, because basically what Digital Sin New Sensations are doing right now is every variety of step incest. Interracial Family Affair, My Sister's Got a Big Butt, My Sister's Got Big Tits, I Came in My Sister, My Brother Has a Big Dick. There's a ton of them. They're very popular. They are well-made, good movies, no question. I don't think we need a category for them. If we have a category for them, it should be in place of one of the parody categories. This, to me, opens the door for... What about Best Office Theme? Zero Tolerance is doing some great... I fucked my boss. I fucked my black boss. I fucked my Asian boss. My boss fucked my wife. What about the hot wife category that New Sensations is doing? All kinds of, cheating hot wife stuff. I think if you put the best of these, and you can't really put it in feature because they're not features. They're vignettes. And it's a flavor of vignette. Right now, it's the popular flavor. Maybe we could rotate it. You know, one year it's this, the next year it's that. It's a little confusing, but I think we're sort of opening it up a little bit for that. All right, now, on the list we go to female performer. I'm going to skip female, male, and new starlet and come back to it. Best new stud, I'm sorry, I always call this the Who Cares Award. Axel Aces, Damon Dice, Brad Knight, Alex Legend, Michael Williams. You five gentlemen care, and congratulations. You've done a great job and gotten recognized. And again, congratulations to you. I don't know the average porn fan could tell one from another, to be perfectly honest. I really don't. Not yet. New male talent in adult films is very underappreciated. And, you know, I'm sort of underappreciating them now probably by not going over the awards. But, yeah. Unsung. Now we get to the performer, yeah, this works. The performer categories that are different, that are new, that are XRCO only. So Unsung Siren is one of my favorite categories because it takes the performers who are not A-list always, but just great performers. This is where, for years, Gonzo Girls ended up here, and they're my favorites, generally speaking. Unsung Siren, Casey Calvert, Alex Chance, Ash Hollywood, Carla Kush, Sarah Love, Missy Martinez, Mandy Muse, Valentina Nappi, Amber Rain, Tasha Rain. Anybody who thinks that Amber Rain is not going to win this posthumously, is crazy. She's going to. Okay, just get used to it. She's going to win. And she is very underrated. She's a great actress. And absolutely fantastic. Would not be my choice for this category. I nominated five people. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I put five people on the list. Alex Chance showed up on the list, and Alex is great. I love the fact that Alex is there. Sarah Vendela did not. How in the world can people not recognize how underappreciated Sarah Vendela is? Kelsey Monroe. I'm sorry, she's one of the hottest girls in our business and getting no play. Angela White. Honestly, Angela White should have went for Female Performer of the Year. The fact that she's not makes her unsung, which means she should be on the Unsung Award. Alex Chance. And then Cleo Valentine was my other underappreciated. Maybe it's time to stop saying that, because she seems to be getting nominated for a lot of high-end stuff. So I guess we can't really complain. I skipped over Female Performer of the Year, so okay, I am safe in saying that all five of my nominees did not end up on Best Female Performer list, nor did they end up on Unsung, and I think that's really sad. I think when you look at the list of 3, 6, 10 women, Valentina Nappi is an excellent choice. And so is Alex Chance. And so are the others. But I think a lot of these other female performers are very new. And as such, maybe not ready for this list. When you look at the people I nominated, I don't usually do this. But again, go over my list. And seriously, Sarah Vendela, Kelsey Monroe, Angela White, Alex Chance, and Cleo Valentine. That's a pretty good list. If you disagree, tell me. Say, Roger, full of shit. It's a horrible list. XRCO got it right. Go ahead. That'd be fine. Who do I think is going to win? I already told you. Amber Rain's going to win. I think she is so beloved. And I think when she passed, I don't remember seeing such an overwhelming outpour of genuine sadness and positive vibes to anyone who's passed away in our industry. I really don't. I mean, not since maybe John Leslie, you know? It really was amazing to me. Okay, Unsung Swordsman, Marcus London, Eric Masterson, Logan Pierce, Will Powers, John Strong. Okay, good list. Good list. Did I have any... Let's see, who was on my list for that category? Yeah, I had a couple of these guys. No major oversights. Moving on. Super Slut. I love the Super Slut Award. Love it, love it, love it. We cannot completely define it. There has been some backlash. Oh, the word's negative, blah, blah, blah. Let's get this straight. I don't think the word slut in porn terms is... I don't think it's negative, period. Okay, I don't like the negative use of the word. But the fact is, the women performing in adult movies are supposed to make the audience feel like they are sexually driven beasts who cannot stop themselves. They just need to fuck. And the women who pull that off and make us believe that, whether or not they really are that way, because they usually aren't, isn't the point. They've lived up to that fantasy and made us all think, wow, this girl's just crazy hot. Annika Albright. And to me, these are women who do everything, and they better be good at it. Annika Albright, Adriana Chechik, Adria Fox, Maddie O'Reilly, Romy Rain, Dahlia Sky, Angela White. Okay. We talked about it. Adriana Chechik does do everything. I think that's her main appeal. Annika Albright is fantastic and does everything, which I think makes her incredibly special. Angela White is on the list. That's who I think should win. I don't think she will win. to be perfectly honest. I think it will be Annika or Adriana Chechik. I also had Sarah Vendel on this list because, let's face it, she does anal, she does gangbang, she does deep throat like nobody else. Sarah is the deep throat queen. Angela White, not that far behind her, to be perfectly honest. Also had Valentina Nappi on the list because she didn't get nominated in this category tells me why she should be an unsung. So excellent choice there. I also put Riley Reid because Riley does everything, you know. Yeah, but this is a good list. Annika, Adriana fits this perfectly. Romy Rain, also nice to see her get nominated. And Angela White. That, obviously, Angela is my choice. Orgasmic Oralist, Vicky Chase, who also probably could have been on Unsung. Adriana Chechik, that I don't get at all. I do not get Adriana Chechik being recognized for her blowjob skills. When you compare her to Vicky Chase and some of the other girls on this list. Jillian Jansen. Okay, Riley Reid, yes, I get that. Sarah Vendela, of course, and Angela White. If we're judging just on oral sex skills and intensity, this is a three-person race. Sarah Vendela, Angela White, and Vicky Chase. By the way, three of my top six performers overall in the business right now, those three. Vicky, Sarah, and Angela. And they are all outstanding at oral. Who do I think is going to win? I don't know. I don't know that any of my three are going to win. I would be super happy if any of the three did. My ballot. Who got left off? Two women got left off the ballot who I nominated strongly. AJ Applegate, who super hot. And Kalina Ryu. Kalina Ryu gives fucking crazy-ass blowjobs. Check out some of her Johnny Darko stuff, and you will see what I'm talking about. Really crazy hot. This one's tough for me. I don't know. I have a feeling Adriana Chechik's gonna win, but Vicky, Sarah, Angela, 1, 2, 3. I don't know the order. I may have to go watch a couple of scenes just to, you know, sort of be well informed, as they say. Orgasmic Analyst. We'll look at my list first here. For anal, I had Sarah, Vicky Chase, and Lisa Tiffin, who I think is also incredibly underrated, by the way. I don't think enough people have seen Lisa's stuff. Annika Albright, AJ Applegate, Vicky Chase, Adriana Chechik, Adria Fox, Keisha Gray, and Jillian Jansen. If we're going just on who does really hot anal scenes, Adriana Chechik sticks everything in the world up her ass. Vicky, Annika, and AJ are the best in this category, by far. Obviously, I nominated AJ, so, yeah. Good list, but again, no Sarah Vendela. Really? Really? XRCO? Seriously? Okay. MILF of the Year, 30 years and older. I love this category. Ava Adams, Julia Ann, Veronica Avlov, Nikki Benz, Mercedes Carrera, Cherry DeVille, Kendra Lust, and India Summer. Julia Ann or India Summer? Always. They're on the list. Why wouldn't you vote for them? They're fantastic. Julia Ann keeps looking better and better every year, and her scenes keep getting hotter. India Summer is one of the best performers and actresses in our business, and she's absolutely stunning and beautiful. Nikki Benz is very popular and has a shot to sneak in there. Everybody else, I guess Kendra Lust is built incredibly. Her body is just insane. But I think it's going to come down to India or Julia Ann. I think we're to the point where Julia Ann is unsung, to be honest. Let's see if I had anybody else on my list for this category. And again, getting back to Lisa Tiffin, this girl's taken some of the biggest dicks in porn up her ass and has done some amazing anal scenes. Very unsung, especially for people like me who really like African-American female performers. Lisa's really good and really hot. So definitely don't miss her. MILF of the Year, I had Lisa Ann, I had Kendra Lust, I had India Summer at the top of my list. Yeah. Yeah, those were to me, Julia and India and Kendra, I hadn't really thought about Nikki Benz as 30 or over, to be honest. So that's the only reason she was not on the list, because I don't think of her that way, but she is. So, okay. Good point. Best comeback out of the biz for at least 1 year. Ryan Connor. Ryan Connor absolutely made the biggest splash of anybody who came back. No question. Ryan was very much a popular Gonzo girl who came back and is still a popular Gonzo girl. Shauna Linne and Katie Morgan. I love Katie Morgan. Okay, absolutely think she's fantastic. She's cute. She's built super hot. Her comeback scenes are hotter than she was before because I think she's grown into her sexuality. She's smart. She's awesome. She would be my choice, although Ryan Connor would be great as well. I got a problem, though. I'm going to admit, I had Ryan on the list. I also had Sahara Knight on the list. I know she only did two scenes, and they were both overseas, so she had no chance. But Sahara Knight is beautiful. Right now, her body is crazy hot. She does everything. She does everything well. I hope she will do a full-fledged comeback, and I can vote for her again next year and actually get her nominated because she's fucking awesome. Okay? The other one that I nominated was Jessie. Formerly Jessie Jane, now Jessie. Jessie Alpha Female was Jessie's comeback movie. She has not been in the industry. Digital Playground's been releasing movies with old scenes of hers, old scenes mixed into others and compilations, but Jessie has not made movies in a few years. Her comeback was absolutely the biggest comeback in porn last year. I'm sorry. You can give me an argument if you want to, but there is no bigger. She hosted XRCO last year. After not making movies in a while, she did not get nominated. To me, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We blew it. We blew it as a group, not nominating Jessie for Best Comeback. Period. The end. Congratulations to Ryan or Katie, whoever wins. But I think Jessie should have been on there. mainstream adult media favorite, Jessica Drake, Jesse Andrews, Anna Fox, Ron Jeremy, Caden Cross, Bonnie Rotten, and Stoya. I challenge you to tell me off the top of your head what any of these people did in mainstream. And think about it for a second. This award used to be when someone was in a Judd Apatow movie, or someone wrote a book, or someone recorded an album that actually got sold in record stores back when we had record stores. Nothing against the nominees. In fact, Jessica Drake is someone in our industry who I have ultimate respect for, and her Education series is absolutely worthy of this list. No question. Please do not misunderstand what I'm saying about this category. But it's time to go. There's no point to this category anymore. There's nothing here. It should not be award-worthy in 2016 that an adult actress gets mainstream work. It should be normal. It needs to be normalized. And when someone on this list, their inclusion was justified by she got on TMZ for flashing her tits in public, I'm sorry. And don't get me wrong, I am all for tits. I am all for women flashing them when they damn well feel like it. And I'm especially all for them flashing when I can see it because, see point one, I like breasts. All for that. But honest to God, that's award-worthy? How disrespectful is that to females and males in our industry who still are writing books, still are doing mainstream film projects, who are producing and writing Broadway plays? I'm sorry. This is a ridiculous list and a ridiculous award. The time has come for it to go. There's no point. This isn't the 90s. Okay, Jenna Jameson on Howard Stern was a cultural event. Now, porn stars on any radio show? I'm sorry, there's nothing to it. Porn stars have their own radio shows. We don't need it anymore. This is one of the categories that can be cut. And honestly, no one should be on this list unless people can explain exactly what they did and why they're being recognized. And again, Jessica Drake, I have the ultimate respect for you. Same with you, Caden and Stoya. It is absolutely no disrespect to you or the hard work you do. I just don't think you need to be recognized for that because that should just be part of it. You know, we can end some of this discrimination against porn performers that's being talked about a little bit online with some things that Brie Olson wrote and, you know, destigmatize and stop awarding people for flashing. Because as much as I like people flashing in public, it's against the law and it makes us look tacky. Sorry. It's just how I feel. All right, now on to the three big ones, and then we'll be done. Let's do best male performer first. Mick Blue, Flash Brown, Manuel Ferrara, Ramon Nomar, Tommy Pistol, Chris Strokes, Prince Joshua. All right, that list works for me. Lex isn't on the list. Lex is pretty awesome. Prince, Flash, Manuel. It seems like it's Manuel and Mick Ferrara every year. Mick Ferrara. Mick Blue and Manuel Ferrara every year. Flash Brown obviously is making a big splash. Pun completely intended. Dude is huge, and he's a good performer and a nice guy. He could be someone who could sneak in there. It's tough to beat Manuel and Mick because they are good. And women love them. They're handsome dudes, just like Flash. Just like, you know. Tommy, I think, gets in there because he's such a great actor. But I think, I don't know, man. There's a part of me that says Flash could win this if I were betting. I'd bet on Manuel or Flash, depending on how much risk you want to take. Best New Starlet. Let's see, and who did I nominate? Just for shits and giggles. Let's see. I have to go back up. Mick, Lex, Eric Everhard, primarily because it was his last year. And he's, you know, great performer to the end. Chris Strokes and Flash Brown were my five. So Lex and Everhard didn't get on there, but I think you can make that argument. Best New Starlet. Let's see. Those five are mine. And how many made it? Marley Brinks, Abella Danger, Kate England, Carly Gray, Katrina Jade, Morgan Lee, and Megan Rain. I love Morgan Lee, by the way. Really like her. Abella Danger will win, probably should win, although Kate England's pretty damn hot. This is a cute list. List of cute girls. I like Carly Gray also. I really do. In fact, she was... No. My five, only Kate England made it. Saya Song is on my list. Best New Starlet. So is Kalina Ryu. She probably isn't new, though. I saw her a year ago. Kate England, Lisa Tiffin, and Kiera Nicole, who I think should be on there because of the great acting that she did in Peter Pan. But this list, Abella Danger, that ass and that attitude, she's fucking hot. Female Performer of the Year. This is the big one. This is the one everybody cares about, and they should. It's awesome. Let's see, those are my five. All right. How many made it? Such great podcasting right now. You guys all just can't wait to hear me talk. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 women. Annika Albright, tough to argue. AJ Applegate, fantastic year. Vicky Chase, great to see her on here, totally deserving. Adriana Chechik, uh-huh. Carter Cruz, big year, moving on from Best New Girl to Best Performer. Danny Daniels, who won one of the two big ones earlier this year. Romy Rain, nice to see her included. And Riley Reed. My list, just because, AJ Applegate, Riley Reed, both made it. Fantastic. And Vicky Chase. So three of my five made it. Nice. Very nice. We missed Sarah Vendela, we missed Angela White. Okay, we missed Sarah Vendela and we missed Angela White. I'm not going to say who because I'm not going to take away from anybody's inclusion on this list. You all deserve it and you're fantastic, but I could very, very easily, if we're sitting down having a beer, having a debate, cross two names off this list and put Angela and Sarah on the list because they deserve to be there. Period. The end. Now, to the women who are on here, this is a deserving list and it's going to be tough. I think Danny Daniels had stronger years in the past, last year and the year before. She's being awarded now, which happens. Doesn't mean she's undeserving. Just she might win it for not her best year, right? The Mike Trout sort of thing. Mike Trout won the MVP after having a better year the year before. He just was up against somebody a little stronger. Riley Reed or AJ Applegate or Vicky Chase? I think AJ and Riley had super, super strong years. I don't know. I don't know if I can handicap this because Annika would be who I would think, but I'm not entirely sure. And, yeah. AJ. I'm leaning toward AJ Applegate. There we go. That's it. That's the list. This one went on 30 minutes. I probably made plenty of enemies with this one. Not going to go into the petition that's out there to add certain specific categories. We'll see if people really want to talk about it. What people think about some of the categories that may or may not be added, and what you think specifically about who should vote on categories. Most of the critics who are on XRCO, for example, do not review gay porn. So who should nominate performers in that category if we don't watch it? Should we all watch it? And there's a discussion. Maybe we'll... I open this up for comments. What are the questions that you guys have, questions and issues you want raised, based on making the XRCO more inclusive of different kinds of sexuality in the awards? Transgender performers, gay performers, BBW, although it's not a different kind of sexuality, it's a different body type. But honestly, it's a different genre. Let's do it that way, different genre. Transgender, same sex, other than girl and girl, which we already award. BBW, and also BDSM. BDSM is highly underrepresented on this list as well, but most of the critics I talk to, unless it's something like Emma Marks, I don't see Ms. Grey on this list, which is Severe Society's all-girl 50 Shades of Grey parody, which was fantastic. So that stuff, I think, is underrepresented. You guys throw some feedback. Roger@rogerreviews.com or Roger T. Pipe on Twitter. You can DM me if you want, so it doesn't have to become a big, shitty argument. But let's throw some topics on the table and see what you guys think. That's it. I'm Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com. Please visit RogerReviews.com. Click on some of the banners. Maybe buy some porn. Support your porn industry. If you have any PR needs, adult or mainstream, PipelineMultimedia.com. Got some great people working with us over there. Also check out XRCO.com. And remember, Angela White. Angela White and Angela fucking White. Thanks for listening.